From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump said Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. On his Twitter account, he wrote, "Our country has been unsuccessfully dealing with North Korea for 25 years, giving billions of dollars and getting nothing. Policy didn't work." Trump's new remarks were his latest hint that he could upend long-standing American policy aimed at containing North Korea's nuclear weapons development short of confrontation. The director of the International Atomic Energy Agency said on Monday that he is, quote, "not optimistic about possible solutions to the North Korean nuclear crisis." Yukiya Amano, in opening remarks to delegates in Rome of the 20th Conference on International Cooperation for Enhancing Nuclear Safety, said his organization is working to collect and evaluate information about North Korea's nuclear program, but he says it remains impossible to report progress on the situation. The International Committee of the Red Cross has decided to, quote, "drastically reduce its presence and relief operations in war-torn Afghanistan." It says a series of recent attacks that have killed seven of its staff, including a foreigner, contributed to its decision. The head of the aid group's country, Monday said this is a difficult moment for the ICRC and the staff. After 30 years of continuous presence in the country, we are reducing our presence and operations. But Monica Zanarelli said, let's be very clear, we are not leaving Afghanistan. This is VOA News.